Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Vessel Zem Shalom Bayis Shir number 448. This Shir will be the last Shir on the book You and Me Equals We by Rabbi Saul Kleinman. It's a very highly recommended book. It's quite different than the other books that we had addressed before, because this deals with a very, very common but often buried concept of what he calls counterintuitive path for a stable shalom bayis, because again, we learn as an ideal to give and to give and to be mevater and to overlook and to work on amidas, which our author here is acknowledging is the ideal version of things. But what happens often, because we are not on that madrega and we have flaws, we think we are giving in. Meanwhile, we're covering things up, letting things bother us till it festers in us, till we either blow up or detach from our spouses. But at the end of his book, towards the end, he goes through what healthy vatranis should be, because that is indeed the goal. That is indeed the goal. When giving in is the prize. The payoff for being real with our spouses, when you express your needs and set those boundaries, when you have this, what he's trying to say is that when you work through these things and you have the boundaries and you express your needs the right way, and that's okay that this bothers you and this bothers him and this bothers her, and they openly communicate it in a healthy way, like we've been describing in the past few shiurim, that's when real vatranis can come in. Because now it's safe. Now it can happen. They gave to each other their needs. They expressed what they need. They expressed their likes and dislikes. They agreed and ready to disagree. They both feel very safe. And there's an honesty in their whole relationship. Once they feel that security, then it elevates us to be more spiritual, building our relationships. It fills our hearts with good feeling that now we want to do something nice for the someone we love. That comes out of strength, not out of weakness. Till now, we were concerned that it was coming out of a weakness. Your needs are not being met. You never express them openly. But you're giving in, but you're really resenting it. So here you have to realize that that's not healthy vatranis. You have to express it. So most of this book was about what a lot of couples fall into, this skewed version of vatranis that puts many marriages in a sakana. Any trait that's bent in a negative direction, you have to bend it in the opposite way. So you can't get a selfish person to become generous by just telling them to be a little less selfish. But then you're inspired to go the other way, but then it wears off, and then the old ways assert itself, and then you go into the middle way. But the idea being is that it's very important with couples to be honest with each other. This problem is pervasive. It happens with many, many, many couples that come for counseling, where it's a matter of feelings that fester, that grow in their minds and in their hearts, because they were trying to be mevater and they weren't on that level yet, and they have needs that they needed to be expressed, and this created such problems. But once you get to that point of what we discussed in this book, and what makes a person be mevater in a healthy way, to a point where they don't expect anything in return, where the giving is its own reward, that is indeed the goal. That is indeed the goal. We could learn for that mindset. Ask those questions. What unconditional gifts do I want to give my spouse right now? And if you're not on the Madrega to do something really, really major, but what can I give right now unconditionally? Sometimes it's simply washing the dishes that were piled up, or fill up the gas tank of your spouse's car, polish his shoes, fold the laundry, leave the last cookie for her, soothe the baby, be the one to answer the phone, give a compliment, say hi. Whenever you do any of these things, and your goal is to build the Midah of Atronis in yourself, that will bring warmth and connection to your marriage, even though it seems very, very small. This is the way you start. This concept of being mevater and giving, often with most people, needs to start in small ways. Similar to what Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Lebracha said, I saw it in the Sfarim of Rabbi Mordechai Schwab and Maimon Mordechai and many other Gedolei Yisrael in Elul, when you're being makabel and you're trying to be better, don't be makabel things that are beyond you. Do small, consistent things. Here too, to get to level, be mevater on something major, but not on the Madrega. And we need the tools that are listed in this book that were mentioned in the last few shiurim in order to express our needs when we're not ready to be mevater. Because here, when you try to be mevater when you're not ready, it'll hurt the marriage, not help it. But in safe places where you know you can be mevater with pure vatranis, in this instance, I'm going to help without them even realizing I'm helping them. And it's fine, and I'm happy. I'm looking forward to my husband smiling when he sees this came in. I shopped and bought something special for him. He's going to smile. That itself will give me nachas. Same thing with the husband. This giving her wife what she needs with this particular thing will give her nachas. And I'm happy to give her that nachas. Now you could take the risk under secure boundaries. You already established those secure boundaries. Now you can live without needing your spouse's constant approval or agreement, and you could disagree on things. It's perfectly fine. So now you're safe to do that healthy thing of giving for the sake of giving. Giving for the sake of giving. So that is the idea. Each spouse works with each other in a mature way, working through things. When you have the true Vatranis, the true healthy Vatranis, you're creating a Gan Eden in your own home, a love and acceptance that flows naturally from this trait and can extinguish conflict. I'll do this to make him happy and her happy, and there's no residual resentment beneath the surface. That allows us to see beyond ourselves. We learned what it doesn't do. Vatranis doesn't mean it resolves conflicts. You cannot be mevater to buy peace. You cannot be mevater. It won't prevent one placing demands on the other. It's a goal we're trying to reach. But you need, before you reach that idea of being mevater and giving in freely and openly, you need to go through first that path of a yesod, of a foundation, of an honesty, of knowing your levels. I have needs. My spouse has needs. Communication, healthy boundaries beneath our feet. We need that path. We need that firm path. Know our Madrega. Understand what we need. And by doing that, we'll ultimately be able to build a Bayis Nema B'Yisrael. And that goes to explain how Vatranis is a beautiful ideal. Every Jew should strive it. A marriage should be a non-stop battle to get to that point. But it only happens when it's done for real. But if it's unhealthy Vatranis, if it's superficial, it won't work. and it's superficial when it takes place of honest communication. It's superficial when it's one-sided. It's superficial when payback is expected. It's superficial when it demands that one spouse do something or allow something that he or she feels is wrong. It's superficial when it's used as a way to cover up real issues. It's superficial when used as a poor attempt at damage control of a dysfunctional situation. For example, if a spouse always gives in because the other spouse is always blowing up, so at least we didn't have a fight. That's not when you're mevater. If someone has, one of the spouses has a high temper, constantly blowing up, you giving in, that's not calling being mevater. It's not healthy when it enmeshes two individuals to forego each of their own personality. Again, healthy vatraness has one key trait. Nothing, absolutely nothing is expected in return. Like we said all the way in the beginning, not even a thank you, not even a smile, not even a reciprocal favor. Yes, it's true, kimayim panam lapanim. Automatically things shine back to you. But when you're really being mevater, for real, it's without an agenda. When there's an agenda, then it's an illusion of vatranas. It's not really vatranas. So together with those concepts of learning about healthy giving, we also talk about the dangers of enmeshment, the dangers of fusing things. And that's so important. See, this is why we sometimes look at the Ezer Kenegdoi aspect, that the Kenegdoi is a negative thing. It's not a negative thing. The Kenegdoi is just telling you that a husband and a wife, as they're one, each one is Taka, half a neshama, and they're one, they're united. They're not complete without each other, but that doesn't mean they're enmeshed. There's a Kenegdoi that's healthy. It's a strange word. That's why Rashi says, Shane the Medrash, if you're worthy, it's Ezer. If you're not worthy, it's Kenegdoi. Pashat Pshat is not that way. Ezer Kenegdoi is one thing, both positive. They seem like two opposites. But again, when they meld one into the other just like that, that's not healthy. Both are diminished that way. The Kenegdoi is the healthy aspect of an Ezer. Encourage and challenge. And when you challenge, then the encouragement is real. The encouragement is real. So this is the sort of flip side, the shiurim of many of the other shiurim, and they're both true. Unconditional love on one hand. On the other hand, unconditional love does not mean you could do whatever you want. I love you unconditionally because of your essence, and that's why I want you to be the best version that you can be. And that is the real key to all of this. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us learn how to do this, learn how to work through differences, learn how to communicate in healthy ways, learn how to grow together, learn how to be vulnerable with each other. And again, we mentioned this in a very recent shiur, but an easier way to start these conversations is to say the following. I'm not perfect either. There are many things I need to improve as well. And I also struggle making those improvements. And you mug them that when you're talking about something that's bothering you that you need to share with your spouse. But then it comes from an honest evaluation, like, just like I'm telling you something that's bothering me pertaining to something about your behavior, meaning I'm hurt by that particular behavior, I acknowledge at the same time that you may be hurt by some of my behaviors. And if that's the case, I'd like to know about that too. Where you're loving each other, nurturing each other, even as you're discussing honestly of things that are right now bothering you about each other. That's how you help each other grow together. None of you came into this marriage perfect. Hashem did not expect you to be perfect. It's your perfect zivug being unperfect. It's your perfect zivug. the flaws is part of it. It takes a diamond to polish another diamond. And you're both diamonds. And you polish each other. But it doesn't have to be painful. There could be friction to a certain degree, but it doesn't have to be excruciatingly painful. It could be slightly uncomfortable for a short period of time, but then you get past it and you're both better because of it. Bracha and Hatzlacha.